Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of May 9th, 2011. In cryptid news, Animal Planet has announced that the television show Finding Bigfoot will make its debut on Sunday, June 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern. The show, led by Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, BFRO, and their leader, Matt Moneymaker, will look at various locations in search of evidence of Bigfoot. In UFO news, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has updated their National UFO Alert Rating System and has placed California and Texas at a level 3. These are the two highest rated states, as the lower the alert number means the most cases reported in the prior month time frame. So a level 3 means more reports than a level 4. California had 46 UFO reports last month, which led the way. Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania entered in at a level 4, with 13 or more cases reported each. The entire country rests at a level 5, the lowest alert level. In ghost news, my team and I, the Ohio Paranormal Investigation Network, investigated the Knickerbocker Hotel in Linesville, Pennsylvania, on April 30th. Last week, I reported on the interesting photo taken of a webcam inside the Knickerbocker Hotel that showed a purported shadow person. During our investigation of the hotel, I spent a considerable amount of time looking into the photo of the figure. I was able to view the original video where the screen capture was taken and ultimately set up the lighting exactly the way it was on the night the shadow was seen. With the help of my investigators, as well as the investigators watching the cameras, I was able to create a similar effect due to the shadows created from a hallway light through windows above a door, although not to the effect and detail that was seen that night. I am not convinced that the shadow is entirely explainable, but if I had to choose logical or paranormal, I would choose illogical explanation. I am working on publishing a full report sometime soon. And in other news, crop circle season has officially begun. A circle was sighted in Silbury Hill, Wiltshire, England. The crop circle was found in a field of yellow oilseed and is situated close to the largest man-made prehistoric mound in Europe, which stands about 120 feet high. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous News feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to Insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. On Saturday, June 4, 2011, from 2:30 to 11 p.m. in Kernersville, North Carolina, is Improving Paranormal Investigation with History. On June 18th, from 7 p.m. to 4 a.m., is my event, the Ohio Paranormal Investigation Network, at ghosthelp.net. We'll be sponsoring an event at the Knickerbocker Hotel called the Knickerbocker Hotel Experience. This will include a class and refreshments. The cost is $50 and there is limited availability and registration is required. Please visit events.ghosthelp.net for further details. And also coming July 23rd, Open will be joined by former guest of the Grandire Conspiracy, John Sable, in an investigation of the Madison Seminary in Madison, Ohio. Again, visit events.ghosthelp.net or madison.ghosthelp.net for more information on these events. And there are plenty more coming soon. June 4th and 5th is Paracon on the Lakeshore in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. June 2nd through the 5th is the Academy of Spiritual and Paranormal Studies Incorporated annual 2011 conference in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. June 3rd through the 5th is Ghostock 2011 in Key West, Florida. Just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And for more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandire Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on FateRadio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on The Grand Dark Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Antareed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.